Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Goose Island believes each local pizza place is an important piece of Chicago's rich food future. The city is only complete when they all have a chance to succeed. That's why Goose Island's 312 Urban Wheat Ale is doing its part to support and amplify these key businesses in the month of October. Celebrate National Pizza Month along with Goose Island and your favorite pizza joint. Let's face it, we all deserve some 312 and pizza this year. Visit gooseisland.com/312pizza for more information.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Look around. Could your home decor use a fall refresh? Then look around HomeDepot.com. You'll see furniture from sofas to ottomans and decor from pillows to linens, all with free and flexible delivery and easy online returns. More fall savings means more ways to bring out your style. Get 30% off select furniture and decor and settle into a new season at HomeDepot.com. Outdoors get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at HomeDepot.com. Exclusions apply, valid through October 21st.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The 2020 presidential race is upon us. The stakes couldn't be higher, and the outcome might not be clear till long after everyone has voted. Many are predicting a repeat, or worse, of the 2000 election. That year, the presidency came down to a polarizing recount in Florida that ended at the U.S. Supreme Court.
We were faced with an attempted soft coup.
Listen to Fiasco, a Luminary original from the team that brought you Slow Burn. Available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station. Breaking White Sox news. The Sox have named Tommy Huttebee as their new manager. Keep it on The Score for all the details surrounding this huge move by the Sox here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Well, I don't know, David. Let me ask you a question. Are we gonna, if Tony La Russa comes in, are we gonna ask him about the blinking scoreboard back in 1980, whatever? Yeah. What year was that?
Was it 83, maybe?
Okay.
Was that the blinking scoreboard?
Wow.
Just saying, much ground to cover with La Russa. I mean, the 80s are a blur now. When he was here. I don't think that would be relevant. I'm not quite sure how that would go, because how do you politely ask somebody, what are you doing here? Why now? It's like a time warp.
Tony, why? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a crazy story, and I hope it isn't true, and I hope that the people making the call are the people that you think are in charge of the organization. I would hate to find out that Rick Hahn didn't understand that there was a new manager in town that wasn't the guy he thought he might get.
Well, you wonder about the symmetry organizationally with this, kind of direction that we've been led to believe they're going down. And it's from one guy, one report, Bob Nightingale, USA Today. So as we sort of sit here and reset on this Wednesday morning, Tony La Russa, somebody they're going to talk to. A.J. Hinch is somebody that's been rumored to be next on the list. Alex Cora, probably linked more with the Red Sox than the White Sox at this point in time. Other names that you hear, we talked about Bruce Bochy because he was asked about it on a San Francisco radio station.
Yeah.
Mully, you haven't heard the name Ron Washington very often. I wonder where he fits into the equation. I maybe saw him mentioned early once. Joe Espada is a name with another sort of Astro connotation. I guess that I understand, you know, the hinge in the Cora direction because they have won. I am curious, though, how A.J. Hinch would handle, as we talked to Ben Ryder about, how he would handle the first question and how he would handle, you know, his past, because it would be the one thing that would, you know, still bother some of the White Sox fans, I think, about the reality of having him as a manager.
You know, I gotta say, I think that maybe we moralize more than the Sox fans, right? I'm not sure that's accurate, David, just because of the people that I talk to, my friends that are Sox fans, they don't seem too concerned about whether or not this would be the morally correct choice. I think that...
Well, I don't want to overstate
manager.
It.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Don't let me overstate it. Then I'm reacting to, Texter from 630. Maybe Hinch should not be blamed for the scandal, but did he lose the clubhouse? Who was in charge? 630, he cheated to win it. You see the sort of reaction and the kind of thing, oh God, you know, Hinch is a lying, you know, name, and then he calls him a name. There's going to be that. There's going to be an element. Maybe it won't be the majority, but there will be some people that he has to win over and convince. And I guess I'm more curious to know how he would handle those difficult questions and how he would explain himself.
I think it's legitimate. I think that's it's fascinating to think about, but you know, the one thing that Ben Ryder said that I really agreed with is that I don't think this is going to, I think this is more an asterisk next to his name. I don't think it's going to define him as a manager. And there's a part of me that believes that he might be a better manager as a result of this happening. In other words, he might have an edge to him, something to prove that you wouldn't normally expect from a guy that kind of understands success. He needs to kind of justify himself in a way that could benefit the team that ends up hiring him.
Perhaps, and then perhaps that might be wishful thinking as well, because if he's, Mully, the only way that the Astros experience is not going to define A.J. Hinch's career is if he wins a World Series with his next team. And if he wins a World Series with the White Sox, you're exactly right then. But if he doesn't, then A.J. Hinch, the manager of the Houston Astros during the sign-stealing scandal, retired today at the age of whatever. You know what I mean? That's going to define his career until he does something greater than that, which would be a World Series title. So if he comes to the White Sox and he's the manager of the Sox, they win a championship, absolutely. That will be the greatest thing that happened in his career. Until that point, still pretty big asterisk.
Yeah, you know, I like that though. I mean, I have no idea what they're going to do or what they plan on doing, but I think that you would feel a lot better about a guy like that despite these issues and everything else. And I know you suggested this as kind of the ultimate sort of conspiracy theory, and I know you weren't entirely serious about it, but if indeed you're doing this, White Sox, as a method of sort of taking away any of the concern about whether or not you have the right guy, because wow, anything would be better than that, I'm all for it. I think that's genius. If that's the case, if they actually are doing this because they understand that they can get on top of the story and everybody will be on board if you hire the guy because he's not Tony La Russa, that's genius. I would really respect that if I felt like they had pulled that one off.
Genius? Is that really? Are you going to
distract, well, it just, it takes
divide,
away.
And then yes, conquer? That's national policy.
I mean,
you know,
pay no
look over here while we do something over
76-year-old man behind the curtain. Here's AJ Hinch. He's great.
You know, it's got to be something like that, Mully. I think you, and I say it almost facetiously, because why else would they go down that road to the Tony La Russa option? It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense because of everything they identified as what they want in their next manager. So I think you're here weighing okay, the absurdity of pursuing a 76-year-old manager who hasn't managed since 2011 versus the reality of having a win-now mentality and hiring somebody coming off a one-year suspension for a sign-stealing scandal or getting fired for that. So of those two equations, of those two scenarios, A.J. Hinch is the best of those two, absolutely. And he probably is the best man available for the job.
Yeah, I don't argue with that. I think he is the best man available for the job. I really do. And I got to tell you, I love the idea that they would come up with some bizarre kind of thing that would make us all admire that, this was all just a giant tease to kind of get us on board with the other guy. But I honestly think, David, that when I look at the White Sox, I want to make sure they put the best team on the field. I want to make sure that they go out and they get the guy that everyone thinks is not just the best guy for the job, but maybe a guy that can bring George Springer with him, you know, a guy that could solve whatever Altuve's problem is, right? I mean, bring him here. We've got the guy that can fix him. I'm all for that stuff.
Well, how about Altuve last night? How about that with the guy now has committed three errors in two games?
It's crazy.
And people are now talking about, I think I saw somebody interviewing Steve Sachs about this because this is the latest case of the yips. And you're seeing a guy who now blocked a couple throws to second. And Altuve struggling to this degree, is painful to watch. But a lot of people probably looking at this as baseball karma as well because,
That's right.
You know, this is a guy that was at the center of everything we're talking about with the sign stealing, has not had a good year, and is having struggles on a big stage at a bad time because defensively the Astros stink right now.
Do you believe in baseball karma? Do you think that's an actual thing? 'Cause
not really.
Yeah, I have a hard time. I mean, I believe in karma. I do. I believe in the concept. I'm not a Hindu, but I do respect that belief. And I think that you look at a guy like Gandhi, who came up with one of the great social justice strategies of all time. And partly he came up with that because he was Hindu and he understood karma. He understood that, you know, you don't want to do negative things that come back on you. You want to make other people do the negative things that come back on them, and that will give them pause and hopefully create some kind of a social conscience with people. But I can't see it in baseball. It's just I've seen too many examples of people kind of seemingly not affected by it. Now, I don't know if that ever would happen, but, I think we're going to see all these guys from the Astros get jobs. I think we're going to see all these guys hired as managers.
Let's make it an A.J. Hinch-George Springer combo to Chicago for
next
season.
Now you're talking.
I'd be on board with that. I mean,
what's wrong with that?
I don't think any White Sox fan really gives a damn about A.J. Hinch. They know he's the best guy for the job, and I think all of the texts that we're getting, most of them, not all of them, are either just, you know, from Cub fans who don't want to see the White Sox get better, or just people arguing in bad faith that, oh, you have to hold yourself up to some standard that nobody else is holding themselves up to.
Maybe so. I mean, maybe so. But I think it's something that he has to address from day one. He has to, you know, I think his explanation matters. I think he is no doubt the most qualified guy for the position. But I still think that how he handles it, you know, how he explains being the leader of a team that was embroiled in that kind of thing and without him having any knowledge of it, how does that happen? I also wonder this, Mully. I mean, you know, you mentioned Springer, and that's a great possibility, and that would be the speculation if he, in fact, is the next manager. Will he keep free agents away? Will he keep other guys away because of the stigma that he brings to Chicago? Will that factor in? I'm never playing for that guy. I can't play for that guy.
Not a chance. And let me tell you something else. I said this to Kevin during one of the breaks earlier when we were talking about the White Sox. I said, you know, one of the interesting things on that call was when you heard Rick Renteria talk about Yoan Moncada and the battle that he had and everything he went through, as we know, with having the kind of repercussions from COVID-19. By the way, a couple of big sports stars tested positive yesterday. Ronaldo in soccer, and he was near my guy Bruno Fernandez, so I'm very upset about it. And of course, Dustin Johnson in golf, right? The world's number one golfer. So this is, again, a reminder, this is immune to, no one is immune to this, so wear your mask. But I do think that Moncada, getting him back, and if he gets back to the Moncada we knew, that's like a trade, man. That's like a free agent signing. That's like bringing in a top 10 player on the market. That will be a huge boon to the White Sox.
Well, yeah. I mean, because he wasn't the player that you expected him to be, and he had a legitimate reason for that. Yeah, but again, we talk about Springer, we talk about Moncada. Offense wasn't the issue. Offense isn't really the need. They need pitching, and they need starting pitching, and they're going to need a closer, and it's going to be expensive to fill some of these gaps, especially if they spend for a starter, and you know, we don't know what they're going to spend, and we don't know who they're going to get, but that would be where your resource would be committed to more than anything. Offensively, yeah, they can get better. Yeah, you need a right fielder, but offensively, they're pretty dangerous anyway.
Dan Bernstein will join us next. He will give us his opinion, most likely, of the newspaper business. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Breaking White Sox news. The Sox have named Lou Piniella as their new manager.
Don't miss Layla Wednesdays on The Score when Layla Rahimi joins Dan Bernstein.
And it's usually pretty gold when it happens.
9 to noon.
Not that there isn't respect given there to Steverson, to Coop, and to Ricky, but what they had was not working, so that's why they decided to go in this direction.
Layla Wednesdays with Dan Bernstein every Wednesday from 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that. Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that. Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Halloween, Friendsgiving, the holidays? The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the perfect gift to help you host a gathering. The DrinkWorks Home Bar is a countertop home bar that makes over 30 cocktails, brews, ciders, and more, all at the push of a button. From mojitos to mules to margaritas, all you need to do is put the pod in